My train left Danzig in the morning, generally about 8 o'clock, but once a week we had to wait for the arrival of the steamer from Stockholm. It was the morning of the steamer's arrival that I came down from the hotel and found that my engineer had been so seriously injured that he could not perform his work. I went immediately to the engine house to procure another engineer, for I supposed there were 3 or 4 in reserve there, but I was disappointed. I heard the puffing of the steamer, and the passengers would be on hand in 15 minutes. I ran to the guards and asked them if they knew where there was an engineer, but they did not. I then went to the firemen and asked them if any one of them felt competent to run the engine to Bromberg. No one dared to attempt it. The distance was nearly 100 miles. What was to be done? The steamer stopped at the wharf, and those who were going on by rail came flocking to the station. They had eaten breakfast on board the boat and were all ready for a fresh start. The train was in readiness in the long station house, and the engine was steaming and puffing away impatiently in the distant firing house. It was past 9 o'clock.
"Come, why don't we start?"
growled an old fat Swede, who had been watching me narrowly for the last 15 minutes. And upon this there was a general chorus of anxious inquiry, which soon settled to downright murmuring.